The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
After a little break, not a break from you guys.
Right.
Because like we had an episode last week.
Between us.
Yeah. It's been like, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yes.
What's been going on, ladies?
So much. So much has happened, but Sierra is bursting at the seams.
Yeah.
So wait one moment. Wait. Yeah. Before we get into it, because I know we are going to just derail and catch up and it's going to be crazy. So before we get in, I just want to remind you guys to please help us hotties hit our subscriber goal and hit that subscribe button.
100,000. We on our way, baby. Also, there's 600 more of you from like a month ago.
Yes.
So welcome.
It's working, ladies. It's happening.
The proof is in the pudding.
Not the pudding.
The proof is in the what? The porridge?
Okay. The proof is in the porridge. Goldilocks herself saw it.
What's porridge?
I thought it's like oatmeal. No?
It kind of gives like cream of wheat vibes.
It's... No, wait. Okay.
Porridge is like breakfast food.
Is it like an...
I thought it was for dinner.
What? Is it?
No, it's breakfast.
It's breakfast, right?
Yeah.
It's like cream of wheat.
I think, it's like a British thing, right?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest and hear my case out. I didn't think it was for breakfast because Goldilocks showed up to the house to try the porridge. Why would... It's not in the morning, right?
I always thought it was the morning.
To be fair, she came to rob them blind. She didn't come to the porridge.
That's true.
That's right.
She broke and entered their home.
So maybe it was at nighttime. But no, they'd be there sleeping.
So much to say. Anyways.
We don't know what porridge is. So,
I've never tried it.
If this is any indication of this episode, we have no structure, no title, no topic today because we have so much to say to each other.
Yeah.
We're just going to do
that. Just
going
to let the cameras roll.
Yep. And I mean, before the cameras started rolling, I am on another level today. So I would like to apologize in advance. I don't know what's come over me. Is it the caffeine? Is it the fact that I saw Taylor Swift last week? Probably that.
Yeah, you're still riding that high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, she's actually been like singing the Taylor Swift song since we walked in this door. Like, she is on a Taylor Swift frenzy high.
Yeah.
Wait, I have to ask. Didn't you guys, where you guys went, they like renamed it something for Taylor Swift or something, right?
Yes, they named it Swift City, Arizona. And get it? Arizona, because it's the Eras Tour.
Oh,
Swift City, Arizona.
That is so funny. And I saw Kenzie write Arizona, and I just thought she misspelled it.
We're like, no, Kenzie, you're just stupid.
You're like, stupid, Kenzie.
I mean,
illiterate.
And I was like, this is probably one of those Taylor Swift things. But I was like, Arizona.
I didn't see that. But that's cool. That's really cool. Was she there for more than... Okay, wait. Actually, let's...
Are we just going to start with this?
Well, here's... Okay.
Period. No,
no, please. Let us have it.
Okay.
Send it.
No, what were you going to ask?
I was going to say, we do have a text line.
Let's do that.
Let's get into that.
Let's do the housekeeping.
So before we get into it, we do have a text line. It's called the group chat, and you can text us at 917-810-3045. And we have some little submissions that we want to read from you guys. If you want to be part of the conversation, I stole that from the last one you did. You did say that. And I was like, cute. I'll remember that. You can text us anything and we'll read them before every episode.
And it's been so fun. Just the day that we launched it, we have like a Slack channel for the podcast, and Ryan and I and Paloma and Jess were all just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there was
like
so many
coming in.
Yeah, so many. And just like really nice, like, oh my God, love the podcast. I have like asking for advice, like all that kind of stuff. And it's been really fun to read and get close with you guys.
It makes it feel more real. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, I feel like it's becoming a two-way conversation.
Right.
Where usually it's a two-way conversation only in the way of the comments. Like,
yeah,
we put out the content, it's done, and then, you know, we get to see people respond.
Yeah.
So it's cool to get to have you guys as part of the podcast contributing in real time.
Yes, yes. And what's cool about it, too, I just realized, that when you sign up and you put in your information, you put in your birthday. So it tells us when people's birthdays are so we can text them, happy birthday.
Aww.
So put your birthday in and we can send you a little birthday message. Maybe we'll sing for you.
Oh.
Why would I say that?
Because now we have to.
Why would I say that? As soon as I said it, I was like, damn.
Now every day, 365 days a year, someone's going to be like, where's my singing video?
I know.
Maybe we record one and we just send it to everyone. And we could just be like, happy birthday, insert name here.
Yeah, it's like, happy birthday, Jacob. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I love that Jacob from Twilight is subscribing to the text line.
Absolutely, 100%. It's on brand.
I'm just laughing at the two of you. This is too much.
Cracked energy.
This is what happens when we don't get together for a certain period of time. Yeah. Apparently, it only takes 3 weeks for us to get recharged this.
Yeah. We're emotionally backed up. You know, we need to like let it all out.
Yes, 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 yes.
I know. I'm starting to feel like extra squirrely right now. All of a sudden, I'm like, all right.
And I'm a little sweaty.
Well, should we take a break to air out our pits and read some of these scripts?
God. I don't know how this is going to get any better. It's going downhill fast. Quickly.
I missed you guys so much.
Truly.
Okay, starting off the group chat, we have this message from a viewer in Nashville. They said, hey, 20 whatever girls, I just wanted to say I love and appreciate your podcast so much. It's been so hard for me to make friends, especially girlfriends since high school, and my friend group scarred me so badly. Now being a senior in college, you have all inspired me to get out of my comfort zone and find people I can connect with and relate to. I love you all, and I can't wait to see what's coming next from the pod. XOXO from Nashville.
Love that.
That is so sweet.
Oh, that hits home, though. I feel like a lot of people had really bad experience, like high school experience with like their girlfriends. Catty stuff.
Well, and it's kind of like trust issues in a relationship. Like if in all your friendships, you've been betrayed, your trust has been compromised, your secrets have been told.
Yeah.
You're going to go into future friendships kind of guarded.
Yeah.
It's like a relationship. If you come out of a bad relationship, you're going into your next one kind of, okay, I've got to protect myself.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 Well, I'm so glad that we are your virtual friends on the internet and that you feel safe. And listen, now that we have the group chat, you guys can tell us your stuff, you know, and like we can be there for you and try to, I mean, obviously there's a bajillion messages, which we do love, so we can get to all of them. But seeing messages like these, like really makes me personally feel like, okay, we're doing a good thing here. Like we're really hopefully making a difference and making people just feel included. And that's so exciting.
And I will say, I've noticed like almost everyone who I meet, like viewers out in public now, brings up the podcast and how much. Yes.
Oh, really?
Like they're you know, it's so great to meet you. I love, you know, your vlogs, your channel, and the podcast. Like, I'm a 20 whatever listener. I love it. I love Ryan and Paloma. I think it's for, you know, new viewers coming in who just know the podcast, it's really cool. But also for like my viewers coming here and seeing this different side of me and seeing you guys and our friendship dynamic, I think has really been impactful, which is really, really cool to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. I love that we have created the space to where she feels seen, like just like a girl like her feels seen. And I mean, we get together and I feel like when we share a conversation, I'm like, I feel seen, I feel heard, I feel held. So I'm glad that it is going all the way to Nashville.
Yes.
So that's great.
Yes,
sending big love.
Yes.
All right. And we have another one from the group chat that says, good morning, ladies. Saw Hadestown for the first time last night.
Yes.
And I need to gush. Oh my gosh. The way the set and the lighting just made it so much more heightened and emotional. It was incredible. I teared up as soon as they toasted to the world we live in, and I was in awe for the rest of the night. I knew you girls would get it. Anyways, hugs from New York.
Oh, cool. Yes. We love you. New York. Okay, I haven't seen Hadestown. I'm not seeing it. I mean, I know the music, obviously. I'm going to be listening to the soundtrack.
I know. Yeah. I want you to start seeing it because you've seen it, right?
I have. And it was like the most emotional experience I've ever had at a show.
Really?
No it way. Actually like kind of triggered like a full kind of like existential crisis after.
Which, what?
Yeah, I was like just really impacted. You know, I had been familiar with the music and the story to an extent, but seeing it live, it really just like hit me. There's this lyric in the closing number, the second closing number that the narrator sings that's essentially like, you know, the meanest dog that you'll ever meet isn't the hound dog on the street who's baring his teeth and tearing skin, because that's the worst of him. The dog that you really have to fight is between your ears and behind your eyes. It's him whose howling drives man mad and a mind to its undoing.
Ooh. Damn. Got him.
Mic drop.
And it's basically like the battle you think you're fighting in your real life is actually not the battle. It's what's going on in your
right,
head.
Right. It's the battle within. Yeah. Jesus. All right.
You're like,
well,
damn, way to read me.
I know.
You're like, I came out here to sing, listen to a musical and be entertained, and now I'm having an existential crisis.
Literally.
Yes. And I don't want to give the ending away, but I mean, the point of the show is that everyone knows the ending because it's a Greek tragedy.
Right.
In that, essentially, that doubt and that fear and that struggle in your head is, in the end, what is the lead's undoing. Not right. the actual journey that they're taking, but the mental toll that they were not able to undo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, in my life, I think I'm fighting all these battles and having right. all these things, but really what I need to be fighting and working on is my mental health.
Dude, that's like
no,
a bit
that's,
much.
No, that's really,
right
really huge.
That's a lot.
Zoom in on Ryan.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I have to see. Okay, like it's a
yeah, it's giving.
We
just
have
need
to
see. Go
you really.
See it.
I'm
yeah.
absolutely obsessed with the soundtrack. That's what yeah. I throw on when I'm working, and I just yeah. have to like have that played. And just like Eva Noblesse. Did you have the opportunity of seeing her in the role?
Oh,
I did.
What the
I
Jesus.
Did. And I mean, she really brought it home. Everyone in the cast, I mean, really was just really driving that performance home. And so Coral, I feel you. I was there. I am still reeling from it years later. It is an emotional experience.
Oh, wow. Okay, well then.
Well, I'm sold. Now we need to go
yeah,
see it.
All
so.
Right, well.
But you know how sometimes like an emotional show, like they're trying hard to
yes,
make it emotional?
Yes.
It doesn't give that vibe.
Hmm. Okay, good.
You know,
what's a show do you think does that?
I'm so Hansen. Sorry, Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen, because why are you just trying to make me? Here's the thing. Look at her batting her eyes. She does not like Dear Evan Hansen.
I know.
So let's start with that. Ms. Ryan does not like Dear Evan Hansen.
I do not.
And just over the weekend, we spoke about it actually. And she's like,
yes.
Paloma, it just does. And I'm like, I know, but like, what
I
about.
I still like it.
And I asked her, and I'm like, well, okay, well, which one's your favorite one? Like, just pick one Dear Evan Hansen song. And she's like, Paloma, I'm sorry. I can't.
It's just boring. It's boring.
And
you just want me to cry, and like, I'm not gonna do that.
And that's it. It's the you just want me to cry.
You just want me to feel so sad and leave crushed. No.
Well, it's also because the musical, I feel like, doesn't give any resolution. You leave that theater, you're just sitting there, and you're like, okay, great.
Like, so what's the solution here?
There was none. Yeah. You just leave feeling bad.
Right.
You literally leave feeling bad.
And I will say, I still love Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
But I can acknowledge its
Why
flaws.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
That reminded me of that, like, just we just want to make you cry thing. Did you guys ever have to do this acting exercise? We did this in college where it's like, it's an improv game and you say one line, but the whole point is to like one up the other person and like make
yes.
it more serious.
Yes.
It's so cringy.
What? I've never played that, but.
Isn't it like someone would be like, is it one word or is it a phrase?
It's like a phrase. So like I have an example I was thinking of. It was like, we're in, you know, they're explaining this exercise to us and they wanted us to take it really seriously. And so the professor starts with like, I'm in a waiting room. And then someone else walks up and is like, my dad just died in a car crash and I'm waiting to view the body. And then someone else is
my
like,
God,
you know, like everyone is just trying to one up each other.
Yeah.
Of like God. Being in this waiting room. That's kind of Dear Evan Hansen.
That's kind
yeah.
of Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
Facts.
We still love you, Dear Evan Hansen.
We should
though.
Talk maybe about the weird acting exercises we had to do as theater people because they're freaking weird.
Most of them. Honestly, all the improv games cracked. Delusion.
Yeah.
Zip, zap, zop. What is this?
Do you guys have any standout memories?
I do have one, and it honestly is actually the trick that got me to be connected with my body and help me cry more on command.
Oh,
and
period.
It was so did this. It was this class, and I remember they had us all just circling, like group of 20 people, just circling and circling, and we're saying the alphabet, and you're breathing. So it's like through the nose, out through the mouth, and you're like A, in through the nose, out through the mouth, B, in through the nose, out through the mouth, C. Like you're just doing that over and over, and then they start being like, okay, now say sadness. Now continue that breath and keep going in the circle and start saying sadness. And the method behind it is that your body remembers breath and it stores that. So if you can access that same breath, then you can start crying. And I found myself literally just starting from breathing, just be like, sadness. And I still to this day, for when I'm acting and I have to cry on command, I'll literally just like start breathing and just sadness, sadness, sadness. And then like my breath starts... And then I can, like, get myself closer there because of the breath. And it does really store, sort of, like, anger, sadness, happiness. You can just, the breath, I guess, remembers. And so that had to be, like, the craziest moment of me saying sadness in a room full of actors. And we're all, like,
sobbing.
Sadness. And we're just, like, crying in a circle. My mom comes in. She's like, what the heck? And I'm like, I figured out how to cry on command. No. So.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Well. If there are any actors listening,
it works.
Yeah, try that tip.
So it's so weird, but very cool, I think.
Listen, I think that's the thing I think about like acting too, that people are like, oh, you're just like saying lines. You're just like pretending to do something. You're like, right, but that has to come from somewhere. Like it has to be pulled from something to make it believable, right?
And we're against, I mean, at least personally, method acting and to pull from and that was something that my coach, which I'm really thankful for, because I had had coaches in the past where they were like, just think of your saddest point, like picture your mom leaving you, or just like they really tried to, you know, just like
they really do that
where it's like picture the worst thing or actually reminisce and pull the worst moments of your life and work with that. And that traumatizes kids. So I'm really thankful that I can just use, all right, the little stored sadness trauma in there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you pull from your body knows, right? Yeah. So you're pulling from, maybe it's not necessarily a memory, but it's like a feeling. Instead of being like, wow, I'm really sad because I'm thinking about this thing, you're like, I'm sad because my body is feeling sad, and not mentally sad right now.
Right. And you don't have to do that like
physically
exercise of like traumatizing yourself and thinking about it again.
Well,
and
then having to
that.
come down from that after the scene's done or whatever, and now you're like, well, I'm sad now because I just thought about this thing for 30 minutes.
And it doesn't and that thing, like, and of course it must work for some people, but especially auditions, like you don't like get out of your car and get to go into the audition room. You have to like sit, wait, sign in. There's a bunch of shit going on. Like you get out of it. Like I would put my headphones in sometimes and just like try to get into it. So I showed up to this audition and I had to show up and cry about being on the stand about my abuse and all this like really intense feelings. And I was not able to get there because you just show up and they're like, all right, next. Or, Paloma, your turn. Right. And you're like, oh, okay. I guess I got to be sat on the stand. Like, and they give you sometimes like 2-3 lines. Like it's sometimes
you're like, how can I really give you're asking me to give?
I'm like sitting there like, I can't. And then it feels fake because it's fake.
Right.
That was a long tangent for not necessarily not. That was a long tangent unnecessarily. I'm sorry, everyone.
Listen. No, but at least that acting exercise worked for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't have to go to like crazy places in your mind to like get there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bless.
Do you have any improv activity memories?
Honestly, no. I really dislike improv. I don't enjoy it at all. I just, there's something about it. I hate it so much. Because it's just cringy. It's really cringy, and I have a hard time with cringe just in general, which is unfortunate. I'm working on it. But improv is so cringy. And I just like, and I maybe it's the improvers that I don't actually like.
Because she's good at improvisation, which is why I'm like, how do you hate it? You think on the fly.
You're so quick.
She's so quick, so funny, so quick. And it comes off the cuff. And I'm like, you should love improv because you would thrive in an improv class. But I think it's the improvers.
I think it's the improvers. I'm like, you guys, come on. Be for real. Be for real. No, just honestly, zip, zap, zop.
Zip, zap, zop.
Zip, zap, zop.
You have to do like the hand with that since high school.
Zip, zap.
Wait, okay, let's try to do it right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wait, how did you start? Who starts? Anybody? I'm going to start. Okay, ready? Zip,
zap,
zop.
Zip.
Zap,
zop,
zip,
zap,
zop,
zip,
zap.
Oh, God. And what, we just zip, zap, zop to each other?
Well, I guess this doesn't really work with three people because
you
we'll
you
just
need a bigger
go in a circle. But
I,
anyways.
I I did a lot of, you know, like improv games, as we all did, you know, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, some of them are weird, cringy. Some of them are fun. I have one. I don't even know if this counts as improv, but I took a body of the actor class when I was in college. And it was all about, you know, getting into your body movement. Mm-hmm. The professor was, you know, a little hippy dippy. And one day he was like, okay, I want everyone to lay on the ground. So we lay on the ground, like in a line. Grab your feet and roll around. Okay. I'm paying for this college class. So here we go.
Right.
So we're all grabbing our feet and just rolling around in silence. And then he's like, after a couple minutes of that, he goes, okay, now I want you to stand still, holding your feet. So we're all laying on our backs, their feet up in the air, holding them. And he goes, I want you to be quiet for 5 minutes. So we're just quiet. And then he goes, okay, now on the count of three, I want you to let out whatever natural sound your body has. Like, whatever just your resting sound, you know, like, like, let it out, right? I'm like, okay, this, and I'm a freshman, so I'm just like, this is, like, real acting. Like, right, no, this is,
I'm an actor.
I'm an actor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, holding my feet. He counts us in. One, two, three. I inhale, getting ready to release my big sound. And someone rips ass.
Yes, I knew that was coming. Yep. Yep. He said whatever natural sound your body makes.
So it's like, and then everyone's like, And the professor's like, good.
No.
That's very good.
No.
Yes. Yes. Let it out. Release the tension.
No.
This is your natural state.
All these sounds. Yeah. All this has just proven that honestly, acting is really weird. Actors are really weird. Acting teachers are weirder.
Weird. Like, did you see that Cole Sprouse interview where he's like, I think that everyone who goes into the arts is just a little fucked up? Which, like, honestly.
Which is like facts.
Not wrong.
Probably.
Facts, but Cole. Sit down. Did you see where he was like smoking inside, looking like, I was like, girl, you are not cool enough for this. I'm respectfully.
I have
sit
not
out.
Seen.
Yeah, he's like inside doing a podcast, like
he
smoking
did
a cigarette.
No, that's not cute.
Girl,
no.
You are not cool enough for that. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, don't know how we got here, but
never do.
Yeah, that's my favorite part though. I love it.
It feels like we get in the car, we just close our eyes and we open it and we're like, oh, well,
we're here talking about Cole Sprouse.
Yeah.
And personally, it feels like I get on a train and then I hop to another and I transfer and I transfer and I transfer and I never know where it's going.
Exactly.
And then you're like, how would I end up in Idaho?
Exactly.
But I have a drink in my hand and I'm having a good time.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, I want to hear what you guys have been up to. How have the past couple weeks been?
Chill. Honestly, I've had a really, really chill few weeks just trying to like get into the swing of things. I think when we came back and filmed all that stuff, when we had Malibu and did all of that, like that was a lot. And I was like, okay, I need to come back and like be a human being. So now I'm back.
You've gone into
good.
Hibernation?
I did. I feel like I did kind of go into hibernation because I was like feeling overwhelmed about stuff, but I'm feeling good, feeling better. We're moving into spring.
Yes.
It's official. It's already spring.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday is coming, so that's cute.
Oh my gosh. I know. You have been talking about, like, so what am I going to do for my birthday? So that's what you've been up to, trying to plan your birthday.
Yeah, I've been trying to plan my birthday. I still don't really know what I want to do, but it's been chill. I really don't have any updates, which is tragic. However, when this episode comes out, Ryan and I will be together for 6 months. So.
Wow. Oh, that's a cute little update.
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Congratulations.
Thanks.
When you get there.
Thanks. I know we're not even there yet. We never make it. I'm like, ah, damn.
I'm just so happy for you. You just seem so happy in this relationship. And every time I see your guys' cute little couples pics, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know.
Ryan's like in love.
I know. Oh my God.
I know. I've gotten much better at being like, yeah, like it's okay to like say that and feel that and not be like, yeah, no. Cause that would be like my initial reaction, right? Paloma would be like, oh my God, Ryan. I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
Why is that? What did you say the other day? You were like, oh, you're like such a sweet girlfriend. And I was like, ew.
Oh yeah!
Like immediately, like that's what I said.
I looked at her because she did something, and I was like, "Oh, you're such a sweet girlfriend." And she went, "Ew!"
And then I was like,
"That's good, girl."
That should not have been my initial reaction. I apologize. Sorry to you. Sorry to me. But yeah, it's been good. It's been fun. And I'm really happy. So it's good. And that's on healthy relationships.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'm happy new here. For you.
What do you think, if I may ask, has been like the best thing that has kept it going so well?
Communication.
And I love communication.
That's like, I feel like everyone's like, yeah, that's like, duh, we all know that. But it's so easy to just not. It's way easier to assume. It's way easier to just like try to like avoid conversations altogether when like just because you're having a conversation doesn't mean that it's like an argument or something bad. Like conversations need to happen. And I think we've been really, really diligent in doing that from the beginning when we were just friends. So now it's like moved into the relationship where it's like a little bit more important and crucial. And I think that's been like the key.
That's so beautiful and so wonderful. And it's really cool to see your friends who aren't like that become
right.
like that. Because you're like, something's different.
Yeah.
Something's different here that is bringing that out of you.
Mm.
And it's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We love to celebrate love around here.
Yeah, we love love. That's me, but that's it. That's all I got. That's all she wrote.
How's the channel doing?
Channel's doing good.
You have been great. On your game
Thank
with the vlogs.
Thank you so much. Channel is doing good. I've been having a lot of fun. I've been experimenting with some things, so I think my content might change up a little bit, but I'm just trying to, you know.
Oh, wait. I want to hear feelers. About that. Ooh.
I think I might try to do a little bit more. I still want to do vlogs. But I want to do more like dedicated focus videos and do up my editing game a little bit and kind of do both. So we'll see. It's a learning curve and it takes so much time. But I'm enjoying it. I've been having a lot of fun just like playing.
A little update that includes both Ryan and I. We are currently, I know this is actually some tea.
Yeah, this is some tea, actually. This is actually tea.
This is actually tea.
Damn.
It's actually tea?
Yeah, it's actually tea.
Ryan and I are currently looking for homes because our lease is up, but we are currently also exploring options of potentially not living together anymore.
I know.
I can't even look at you.
I know.
I can't even look at her.
No, I know. We haven't even like really acknowledged it at all.
I know. That's the big elephant in the room.
Yeah. We haven't. We like haha kind of talked about it, texted a little bit about it, and we kind of came to like that conclusion that like we should probably figure out something. But we haven't really sat here and talked about it. So
that's so
I'm a little
hard.
Bit emotional about it. Right. Actually, right now.
Oh, you're not. Stop it.
No, I'm like, for real.
Give me your hand. You're so dumb. I love you so much.
We haven't talked about it or even like been haha. Like it's always been haha. Like I
it
feel like
ha-ha.
It's been for
it
real.
It still is
like,
haha. Right now. It still is. See, as you can tell, we are still figuring out.
Yeah.
I love you so much, my sweet little thing.
Right.
The lease is up, so we have to figure out what comes of that, you know? And we have always thought we were going to live together forever in the same house. I mean, that's what I was assuming.
Yeah, that was a goal.
that actually is still the plan. I'm still thinking we're going to regroup. But she loves the city, and she needs to stay in the city, and I am needing some more space. I need a backyard. I need somewhere where I, like, can park my car. We are, like... Okay, we love you, LA, but it's just it's too small for everything we want to do. And so we're just starting to look at homes a little bit on the outsides of LA, still close enough to where I can go to audition and stuff. Just looking at all different houses and just the future. So
yeah.
Some stuff.
And you want to stay like in the heart of LA.
Yeah.
In the city. And I see that for you. Like if you're not in New York,
I feel
like you've got a
city girl. And here's the thing. Tragedies of what I'm gonna say, but I got a man now and he lives in the city. What do I look like going outside the city if my man is in the city?
And you want to be
I want to be in the city.
Yeah, now you just gotta convince Paloma
to try.
No, but it is so true, you know, like, as you know, you grow up and you figure out, you know, what you need in your living space, because that is so important. Like, as much as you guys love living together, if, you know, being in – because it is – living in a city like that is a lot.
Yeah.
And if that's not working for you, like, as much as you guys love living together, at some point something's got to give, and that's so hard.
And that's why I don't want to be like, oh, we're – because it no leases have been signed. Nothing has
been – nothing has been done. It's just like
– we can see –
we're being – just realistic about the whole situation. Like, we want this to work, but like it really might not. So we need to be like exploring other options and doing stuff. So,
and it's stupid exploring other options because I want to be with Ryan. Yeah. Girl, Ryan forever.
I know.
Is it like emotional that it's even on the table?
Absolutely. Yes.
Like just the idea that
because that wasn't part of the plan. We knew that we were going to move from this place and we knew that like, oh, we're going to like find a place and we're going to do a thing just like we did moving into this place that we're at now. And so when it finally like was like, oh, it's looking like we need to like at least entertain like this other option is like we were like, oh, that's real. Anyways, we avoided it for a long time. We didn't talk about it for way longer.
It's something you don't want to even have to think about.
We don't want this. Though that's actually the case. The actual matter is we don't want to move apart, but it's like now it's like have to because LA prices, LA space, LA everything, and just
we're at points now in our life where like we want to start like not settling down, but like living life and being like, I don't have to move in a year,
putting down some roots.
And now we're both at that point, and that's why it's so important that we do end up living where we actually want to live, because then either one of us, if she's like moves to the city or I move outside the city, we'll just be like mad that we don't, you know, resent each other, and that's not at all even what needs to happen at all.
And like trying to like be like, oh, what if we bend a little here, if what about this, and it's just like the bending is starting to be too much bending
when we really don't have to bend.
Yeah, because you guys are still going to see each other all the time.
Exactly. That's the thing,
but
too.
But it is different.
It's
like totally valid to be upset about that. I mean, you guys have been like, I mean, not to add to the conspiracy, but essentially life partners
for
years now.
to the Discord. No, right. Yeah.
You guys are best friends, but you've also been living life together. And those are kind of two separate things.
Yeah.
Like you can have a roommate who you do life really well with together and you guys grocery shop together and you live together and you watch shows together, but maybe you're not like best friends. And then you could have best friends where you don't do that. But you guys have been both.
Yeah.
And now it's figuring out that, yes, you're going to lose this part of the roommate, of the life partner, but you're going to keep the best friendship.
Right.
And that's not going anywhere.
Right.
And it might feel scary separating.
Right.
I know. Mommy and daddy still love each other. Yeah. We're just separating. Right? But know that friendship is so solid.
Yeah.
And that's not going anywhere. And if anything, it'll change and develop in new ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is that when you said mommy and daddy are still love each other? It kind of reminds me of what boy Ryan says about, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So when we were telling Ryan, we're like, we need to find a place that's like a little bit outside the city. So like more residential. And she's like, and he's like, it feels like I'm bringing my teenage daughter. And she's like, no, mom and dad, I don't want to go. You can't make me leave the city. Like, I want to party. And
we're like, my friends are here.
All my friends are here. Yeah. And we're like, honey, it's time to go find a bigger space. And I don't want
to. That's what it feels like.
Our sweet child. But
yes.
I know. What did your mom say that freaking...
God, my mom. I was telling my mom, just, you know, casually catching up. I was like, I don't know. Like, you know, P and I might have to move, blah, 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 whatever. She was like, it's an end of an era. I was like, why would you say that? Why would you say that to me?
Why would you say that to me?
Because you're right. And I didn't want to acknowledge and like, how dare you? Yeah, I'm sick.
So we're unpackaging it here on the couch with you guys.
For like truly like the first time. I hadn't cried about it. Well, I did. I teared about it. But like just now, like that was like.
It's real.
Oh, yeah. That was pent up.
Aww.
I've been avoiding.
Yeah, I've been crying about it.
Well, that's to be expected. That's to be expected.
Super expected.
Yeah. But
so we will update you when we have an update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's that.
That's
and
me.
On a lighter note. What's new with me? I got to spend some time with my family, which is always no tears, PG, happy time.
Yeah.
It's not PG because we ended up seeing a movie that's definitely not PG. Scream is the movie we went to go see. I went to a Cinépolis, which was so nice. When you go to the Cinépolis, you can get food and drink. So I got
in
my
the big seats, right?
Oh, with the footrest that pops up
with the Sierra button.
Yeah. You know, someone commented on my reel going to Nashville and was like, so you hit that recline button real quick, right? I'm like, you watched the podcast. And I did.
And now I think every time like I want to go on a plane, it's like, I'm just going to think of Sierra like, just the sound of it all. So we went to that Sinopolis and got some food. I got fried pickles, which were so good, dipped in ranch. That was awesome. And as always, what are we on right now? The espresso martini. So I was like, get an espresso martini.
Yes.
And I was like, dang, this is scary. But like, I think I was getting a little crazy with this. Yes. So I was like, ooh, not as scared. So it was like,
maybe that's the key. Maybe just get a little lit and watch a scary movie. I don't do scary movies, but maybe I just got to drink a little bit.
I don't either. I get too scared.
Me too.
And then I have nightmares.
Yeah, me too. That's why I don't do that.
Yeah. And I used to, like, as a teenager, try to pretend, you know, like, it's so fun. I love scary movies. And once I
go home, you're like,
yeah, 19 or 20, I was like, actually, I'm experiencing a lot of distress after this.
Yeah.
Especially like the going to the bathroom thing. I think that is like something like after a scary movie and I get home and it's time to go to bed and all the lights are off, I don't want to go pee. Like there's someone in that bathtub. I know it.
Waiting for me. Or like when I'm going to turn the light on and they're going to be right there.
Yep. In the shower. Catch me like opening the shower curtain like, okay, nothing. Cool.
Or being like, you know what I mean? Like making a bunch of noise so that like whoever's in here can go or know that I'm in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or laying flat in your bed so the bad guy can't see.
Yes. The bed's made.
Did you ever do that as a kid?
I put pillows next to me and like I put like my little stuffed animal like head at the top so it looks like there's some like a man in the bed with me. So if you want to come fuck with me, you're going to fuck with this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Who's actually a stuffed animal.
Who's actually just Stitch.
I was going to say it's Stitch.
It's Stitch and all my pillows.
And with me, I would lay flat. I would like make the bed super duper. I was like, so if a bad guy comes in, they won't even know I'm in here.
Right. Can't see your like imprint of his body in the bed. No. Yeah.
9-year-old me. That'll get him.
I cracked the code.
Anyways. I think that's honestly my only update, that I went to the Sinopolis and hung out with my family and saw a good movie.
Were you scared after?
No, good. I was not. And
Do you think it's because you were lit a little?
Not going to lie. I think it was the espresso martini. Because I am I was actually like forced by my brother. Scream is my scariest bad guy. All my bad dreams.
Yeah.
Scream's there. So why would I go see the Scream movie? My brother's like, please, Paloma, please. I was like, okay, for you. We're at that age where I'm like, I just will do anything with my brother. I just want him to hang out. He's like 23 and I'm the older one. But anyways, side tangent, just want to bond. You know when you want the younger siblings to just like you? Right. I have a mic, but I'm holding it. okay, bitch. So stupid.
I'm dead.
Well, anyways, welcome back.
All to say, I think that the espresso martini worked.
Period. Say less.
Every time I've had an espresso martini since Malibu, I'm like thinking of you guys.
I feel the same way.
So I feel like it's fun that we all tried it for the first time together, because now that's like,
it's like our thing. Drink.
Yeah.
It's our thing.
I do like that.
I will say though, I like haven't ordered one at a bar because I'm like, I don't want to be that girl. You know, like, I don't want to be like, can I get an espresso martini? Like, I just like won't do it. And I want it, but
Let's dissect. Why don't you want to be that girl?
Because I don't like being like other girls. We already know this about me.
Oh, it's because it's too basic.
Because it is.
Corny stuff. She does not like that.
Yeah.
Now, what if you found a way to modify it that doesn't really even modify it, but makes you sound cool? You know, when someone's like, I'll take a martini, extra dry, 3 olives. Like, it sounds cooler than just being like a martini. So could you be like, I'll have an espresso martini, no this, extra this, 3 beans.
I was just going to say, yeah, 3, and fresh beans.
Fresh beans, perhaps.
But like in a way that doesn't actually make it difficult to make for the bartender,
right, it's just
like
me,
that just sounds
Sounds like
cooler.
Something.
Yeah.
Espresso martini with some froth and like, you know how they put like that little.
Right,
like,
yeah, the, with the shavings
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, figure out what that's called.
Okay, maybe I'll do that. Maybe
you know,
I'll
like in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, when London Tipton's like, I'll take a biscotti, shave the chocolate off. Like that sounds cool.
Right.
I think that's where my brain was like, if you could just
shave off the little. Yeah. But you know what though? I've seen the comments and they're like, Ryan, you can just like stuff.
Yep. That.
Also, like, what's more basic than not wanting to be like other girls?
I know.
That's the most basic.
Ooh,
I'm
dang.
Sorry. So right. No, because other girls don't care that they're like other girls.
Yeah.
Because they're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that song from Mulan? The second
Reflections?
One? No, it was the one like, I want to be like other girls. And it was them all like celebrating each other. It's really cute. Look it up.
Oh my God, no.
No. But apparently it's a bot because Jaden's in the background singing it.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh.
Okay.
It's literally me and my sister's favorite from Mulan. I think it's in Mulan 2.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but now we need to get it played at the wedding.
Oh my God.
That is interesting though.
Well, I think I honestly, not to get deep, I just think that.
Bitch.
I think it, honestly, I've never thought about it until right in the second. I grew up with all boy cousins. and they were like, oh, we've talked about this. They would like pick on me for like doing like regular girl shit.
Yeah.
And so then I think I just developed like a like, oh, well, I'm not. No, like not like I play with like
to be like other girls is bad because girls are bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I still kind of have that mentality a little bit. Yeah.
I say, order the espresso martini, no modifications, and then take a selfie with it right in front of the bar just to clinch it.
Well,
of being basic.
I don't know about that one, but I do need to order it because I really want one, and I just simply haven't had one since Malibu.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That same feeling you have about the martini, I think, is how I feel when I show up to Starbucks for the first pumpkin spice latte of the season. I like hate. No, don't roll your eyes. I want to be seen. I'm just kidding. You know, like there's nothing like showing up to Starbucks and saying, can I have a pumpkin spice latte? Like that take. Like,
I don't know what that feels like.
It's cringy, okay? Because I love it, but like to show up and be like, hi, I'd like a PSL. You're like, oh, bitch.
You're just like guilty.
You're so guilty. But in the end, I'm like, so they say basic bitch. And I'm like, yep, now I'm going to be lumped in with the rest of them and they won't even remember me.
Facts.
You know, like they're
That's facts. No, that's tea.
They're like, true. Yeah. Just like the seventh girl. Actually, I think they won't even think of it anymore. They'll just be like,
they're
okay,
just like,
cool.
Okay, yeah. That's true. I mean, obviously, like that's what experiences are for people. We just like make up so much shit in
stories.
Our head and like no one even cares. No one's even thinking about you.
Yeah.
And
I'm Hades Town, the thing in between your ears.
Oh, yeah.
Causing all the drama.
The pumpkin spice latte that you really have to fight is not the one you're drinking. It's the one behind your eyes.
And Ryan in the background, like, you stupid bitch getting that. I can't believe it. You're like, so basic.
Gonna
piss off,
like, ew.
There basic. She goes again.
Yeah. Maybe that's actually what I'm afraid of. It's people like me.
It all comes back. The dog you've really got to fight, it's your own.
It's me.
It's
the dog you have to fight is me.
You're the final boss in like a video game. It's like you're fighting all of these like super villains, and then at the end it's just Ryan like, that's a stupid coffee drink. It's
basic.
Stupid.
Since we're talking about basic, I want to ask the viewers if you could comment your basic guilty pleasure.
Well, speaking of basic, just turn it over right over to you. You went to some concert that everybody's going to.
Okay. Is it basic or is it just the best thing that's ever existed? And so, of course, everyone is going to acknowledge it. I think it's the latter.
I think it's the latter. Okay. Well, tell us about that.
I love that this is how we were going to start the episode. And now we're an hour in circling back to it. But I am so ready.
Take the floor.
It was genuinely one of the best nights of my life.
Aww.
Like, I've been a Taylor Swift fan since a couple months after her debut album came out. My cousin showed it to me.
Mm.
I was in fifth grade or sixth grade. I think sixth grade. And then Fearless came out when I was in seventh grade. So I was like buying the lead single, Love Story, the lead single on iTunes and like, you know.
Simpler times.
Yep. All of those things. Right. I had the music video for You Belong With Me on my iPod.
Right.
There is not a milestone moment in my life that isn't marked with a Taylor Swift song.
Love that. That's cute.
And and it didn't even hit me how real that was until she, because it's the Eras tour. So she's playing through all of these different eras. And she came out with, you know, the sparkly dress and the guitar and that intro to the song Fearless with the unmistakable guitar progression. And I just lost it.
Aww.
I just started crying and I was like, there's something about the way this drink.
Oh, yes. We all saw that.
Which you know what's so funny? So she comes out and she's singing that song and I didn't even want to pick up my phone to record it because it was such like a real moment for me. And I didn't know, but Kenzie was filming me and she sent it to me the next day. And I was like, I'm actually so glad that you captured that because I didn't want to break that moment for me by pulling out my phone, but having the video of it, like, I'm so glad I do.
Yeah.
Because it really was just all of a sudden that rush of like, wow, me and this bitch, Taylor Swift, have really been through everything together for like 14 years.
Right.
Yeah. She doesn't know. But I do.
Right.
And it just was really emotional. And she looked so happy up there. And someone, like, it's really beautiful, aside from being a Taylor Swift fan and, like, invested in her journey, it's really beautiful to see someone who clearly just lives for this getting to do what they love. you know, I've been to a handful of concerts, and some of them, you know, the artist seems like they're phoning it in a little bit. Sometimes the artist is like there and giving a good show, but I've never seen something like this where, I mean, she really, you could tell this is just what she's been waiting for since 2020.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You guys went to the opening of like the tour, right?
Yes, which God, I've never done before. Dude.
So you saw Paramore.
We saw Paramore.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
It was, I mean, I could sit here and recount every detail, but right. Like it truly was just this amazing show.
Yeah.
Amazing emotional experience and really, I think, cool like cultural moment right. to be a part of. Like
right.
everyone was talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you went with like so many cool people. Like you went to yeah. Scorries and Carrie was there. Your mom was there.
Yes.
Jaden was there.
And Kenzie. And, yeah. and it was just, it was really, really fun. And, you know, I did question myself a couple times. Like, am I really going out to Arizona like for a concert? Like that seems overkill. And the tickets were really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we didn't have to get them secondhand. So it was like, yes, they're expensive, but they're not like markup expensive, you know, where yeah. people are paying like thousands of dollars
yeah.
for a ticket. We were able to get them during the Capital One sale.
Yes.
So that was great. But I did question myself a couple times, like, is this stupid?
Right.
And then the second I got there, I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah. Right.
It was so good, you guys. I loved it. And I wish you guys had been there, but.
Oh, it looked like so much, like, especially those outfits. Like,
that's what I was actually about to say.
Your mom with the red hat.
Stole the show.
She stole the show with that little red hat.
Period.
She was so cute in it. She was like feeling herself. She was like doing all her little poses. And then we get there and, you know, most of the people were in like sparkly, like more Midnight's Bejeweled kind of outfits. And so my mom goes, my outfit is so unique. I haven't seen anyone else in a red Taylor's version.
No, my I love that. Lori. My outfit is so unique.
I love that.
Period. And it was.
Like, I was like, I know. And it's comfortable. She's like, yeah, look at all my pockets. Like, I don't even have to bring in a clear bag.
I love that.
I love that. Yeah, that was so, so cute. Everyone looked so great. Like, your hair also.
Oh,
now you're straightening your hair and putting color in it.
I know.
Was that a last minute? Or you were just like, you knew it was happening?
I knew I was going to straighten my hair. And then I bought the color hairspray there in Arizona. But let me tell you, as good as, and I do think it looked good, the color hairspray, it was the bane of my existence. I came home, blue all over my neck. I looked like I was from the Blue Man Group. And we didn't get home till like 1 a.m. And then I was like, I have to shower. I cannot sleep in this, you know, Airbnb bed.
Right.
With blue. It's going to look like the Smurfs just had a little romp in the bed.
A little rendezvous. Like,
yes. And so I, you know, it was, I felt so bad. I saw one of my, I ran into one of my friends, like theater friends from San Diego there at the concert.
Oh, wow.
And so we're running up. I give her a big hug and she walks away and blue.
No.
Oh.
And I didn't even see it. And I think it was Carrie was like, I think you got a little blue on her. And I looked at her. I was like, oh, my God. You got a little blue.
No. Oh, I'm screaming.
So, yeah, it was a bit messy.
But it was cute.
Worth it.
It gave.
So you got that there in Arizona. Like, you were at, like, a little shop and in Spo, like.
Yeah, we just went to Target.
And
there's no rules. She's going to see Taylor Swift.
I didn't know if you had your heart set on like tying it blue or if like something happened and you were like, you know, maybe I should just dye it blue.
No. I actually, though, kind of do want to like put some color in my hair at some point in my life again.
Period.
I don't know. It's like, it's not that serious. And I have a job where, I mean, I could like bleach my eyebrows and dye my hair yellow for like,
period.
And that wouldn't, maybe it would affect my job a little bit. But right, it's not like against the rules.
Right,
so,
right.
I don't know.
Do it. And if you don't like it, dye back.
Well, we've talked a little bit about this, of doing a main channel video where we like let the viewers choose our hair color or like spin a wheel or something.
We have spoken about that.
So I'm like, I don't know. Easy. It's easy for you.
I'll do anything.
Then you can just shave it off.
Yep. Yep, and will.
But I don't know. Maybe I'd do that or like just like the tips or the under part, like in, like 2010?
Totally. They do the split now. That's like kind of cute. I feel like you have to be like a certain kind of person to pull it off, but they do like half black, half like blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
And then they do the eyebrows the same. I'm like, these are some cool people.
Maddie Zegler just bleached her eyebrows.
Yeah, it is in. The Kardashians did it.
Oh,
Kim did it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And the other one, Kylie.
It was an amazing
experience. I do have a question.
Yes.
I saw on the TikTok that there was a cool part that Taylor Swift jumped into.
Oh, a pool.
Yes.
Talk about that, please. Okay, so she's standing on the stage. Like, she just finished singing a song. She kind of stands up slowly. She, like, looks out at the audience, walks around slowly, and then stops, and then just, like, swan dives into the stage, and it opens up. So it must have been, like, a slide or something, but then what was really cool is there's this projection onto the stage of, like, a blob of, like, the color of Taylor's dress swimming on the stage. So she posted on TikTok, like, that there was this sled that, like, can transport her from one side to the other. So we're assuming that she was on that sled and then it pushed her. But it was, like, this projection as if she was swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. We were all just like,
what's going on?
The little girl behind us, there's a little girl behind us with her mom who's, like, maybe 10. And she goes, did she just die?
Imagine.
Yep, that's it.
Everyone go home. Rest, Taylor. She went out the way she wanted to go.
Yeah, into the stage.
Into the stage.
Wow.
That's so cool. I'm glad you brought that up because I did see that. I just saw that. It looked really cool. Yeah, I mean, it looked super cool.
I was like, wow.
The production value of the whole thing, I was like, damn.
But that's something Taylor always does.
Yeah, she always puts on a show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. If anything, she's an absolute entertainer.
Yeah, for sure.
And she's such a theater kid. You can tell. Like, just, ugh. I'm like, you're one of us.
You're one of us.
What song did she close out with?
Karma.
Cute.
Which was really cute. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma in me. He in me. It was so good.
What album is that on?
Midnights.
That's not the newest one.
That is the newest one.
Period.
So you've seen Taylor Swift before in concert, right?
I did. I saw Taylor Swift. That was my first concert I ever saw. I want to say 13. Yeah.
Did you hear throughout the eras Taylor Swift has been through with this bitch for 14 years?
Yes.
Yeah, but so my friend got tickets like for her birthday or Christmas or something, and she got to bring a friend, and so she brought me, and it was like fun. I remember us sobbing.
Mm, right.
Of course. So then with her playing Fearless and Speak Now, because that was the Speak Now tour. So at that point, she had released 3 albums. It was Debut, Fearless, and Speak Now. So she played a lot of the songs from Fearless and Debut, and then like every song from Speak Now. So when in this concert, Taylor went back to those songs, I was like, oh my God.
You're like, I'm 13 years old right now.
Yeah.
Hearing that, I think would have like transported me. I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, but those early ones that like got me down, like Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yeah, all those ones.
I used to watch on YouTube on my big, huge computer, in the computer room, just a loop Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yeah.
That girl has been around for a long time, so glad to see her so happy and everyone so happy from the concert.
Yeah. I was going to say, when you were talking about being like transported, that's how I felt when I saw Justin Bieber.
Yes.
I'd never seen him before. I never got to see him when I was like a kid or whatever. So I saw him for the first time last year and I was like, oh, I'm like not well. I was like, oh, I'm sobbing.
But you have to chat about how you've like been obviously wanting to see Justin Bieber for so long.
It's cracked. It's just all this Justin Bieber drama is so funny to me right now. It's tragic for them, but you know, that's not my life. But thinking about like how I was like, oh my God, like I love Justin Bieber back when I was 13. I don't really feel the same way now, but I felt all of those things being come at back, the concert. Yeah. Oh yeah.
What was the most emotional song that he performed? Well, for you that he performed?
Well, it wasn't emotional, but I went the hardest when he sang Baby.
Obviously.
I went the hardest. I think that was the one that made me lose my voice.
Oh.
Couldn't help it. Simply had to. Go off. Like,
yeah.
Come on. I feel like if you're not even a Justin Bieber fan and Baby comes on, you're like, you know, it's one of those.
The whole arena was so loud and so happy about that.
Kenzie was there.
Yeah.
She was on the floor.
That's right. Kenzie is such a concert girly right now. She's just down for whatever.
She really is. We went to the Harry Styles. Me, Jess, and Kenzie went to the Harry Styles concert last year, too. That was lit. That was good. And I'm not even a Harry Styles fan, but I was like, I might be. Truly.
He puts on a good show, too, doesn't he?
He does. And his little outfits are so cute. Like, he was giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to a concert.
We're going to a concert.
What concert are you guys going to?
We are going to see Sabrina Carpenter in concert at the Greek Theater. And I'm dragging Ryan with me. Yeah. I'm like, please.
I don't know nothing about this girl, but I like going to concerts. So we're going to go.
Yeah.
I've heard she's incredible live.
Yes.
Oh, like stage presence too. Wise.
Oh, yeah. Period.
I found Sabrina Carpenter on Disney Channel. And that's like where I've found her and like the Olivia Rodrigo. So when I saw her tickets.
That's what I know. The Olivia Rodrigo drama with the boyfriend.
I remember during
the
pandemic, Ryan was like, oh, what's all this Olivia Rodrigo? I was like, okay, let me give it to you. And by the way, we used to do theater with that one guy.
the one that this
Joshua
whole
Joshua Bassett.
Joshua Bassett. Bassett. I mean, yeah. He's a San Diego theater guy, and I was like, we are so close connections with him. Like, we do shows with people he does shows like had done shows with, and I was like, oh, we're so close. So then I fell into the hole, and then got the drama related to her, and now I'm obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter.
Jaden and I actually used to do shows with all the Bassetts.
No way.
Yeah, he used to go by JoJo, so it was weird seeing him on Disney Channel. Be like Joshua Bassett. We're like, we don't know Joshua.
We know JoJo.
Wow, that's cool.
He's a sweet kid.
That's how small the world is.
I watched an interview of him recently, and he's really been through it. I think that drama, like, really affected him.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, he seems like he's just been really crushed by that experience, and it's really sad because it's like, okay, you know, I don't know the details of their relationship, but let's say he did something bad. I don't know. He cheated on her, or he, you know, it seems like in her song she alludes to that he didn't cheat on her, but, you know, like maybe he was like emotionally unavailable.
Right.
Right. Maybe he wasn't the best boyfriend. Usually when you're 19 or 20 and you're in a relationship and you're not the best boyfriend, maybe that person doesn't like you and talks crap about you to their friends, and then it's done.
Yeah, it's like whatever, yeah.
Right, but to then have that experience on such like a global stage, I don't, it seems like he was really affected by it, and fair.
Well, that's something in a Sabrina Carpenter's newest album, which is awesome, by the way. I think it's called Emails I Can't Send.
Yep, that's the one we see in Ryan.
One of the songs is literally just about how she was getting like, it's great, it's a bop. But it was about she wasn't even that involved with it the way that it was spun up. And then she was like, I'm literally getting it's a semi-truck of death threats.
She was, because she was receiving death threats from all the Olivia Rodrigo fans.
Well, and here's the thing, though. I don't think Olivia was in the wrong for the songs that she wrote.
Yeah.
You know, about her experiences.
Right, yeah, right.
I think the way that she acted, from what I've seen, was totally fine and justified. Same with Joshua Bassett. Same with Sabrina Carpenter. It was like the fans.
The fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, that seems to be always kind of the case. I mean, we see that with the Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber stuff. It's like,
it's out of their hands now.
It's
just fans.
Sometimes they do egg it on.
And they like egg it on. Hailey Bieber, girl.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah, that definitely, yeah, she'd be doing the most.
The difference, too, is like those are like teenagers versus adults. Yes. And they got like the Justin, Britney like treatment. They like were redoing tropes from like 20 years ago we used to see in tabloids.
Yes. Right. Seeing just like, I mean, a breakup already is absolutely tragic. So having it on such a big platform, I can't even, and these kids being so young, like I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, and I feel like he also, all three of them, but mostly I would say like, Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett like just started their like careers and then for their careers to like take off, and then everyone's all of a sudden not talking about their show anymore and talking about all this drama or whatever is like.
And at the time Sabrina was trying to do like music and also, so she's like, you're literally ruining my name and like doing all this stuff, and who knows what happened. Same thing with the Selena Haley.
We don't know.
We can only speculate, and I feel like the internet sometimes,
I think they're doing too much. I talked about it in a video I just did. I was like, I think TikTok is doing way too much about all this Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez stuff. Like, who even cares? Who really actually cares? Tragic for Selena if she's getting bullied. Tragic for Hailey if she's getting bullied. How about we just not care and Justin release the album? That's where I'm at.
So we know where Ryan stands on this.
Give me the music.
Give me the music.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, TikTok is... the internet in general, but I feel like TikTok right now is like in a frenzy with all of it.
I feel like it used to be that like Twitter was kind of like the cesspool of drama, and now it's become TikTok.
Yeah.
Which it's not even just like talking about the drama or what's going on. I think that's fine. It's like taking it to that next level.
People are doing like covers. Like
people are writing songs about the situation.
Writing like an eloquently produced song about what's happening.
About
or like
how Hailey Bieber's a fangirl.
Yeah.
Which
is kind of funny.
Okay. I was going to say, that shit kind of sent me. I was, when Stalker Sarah was like, me and Hailey Bieber used to like.
Wait, who's Stalker Sarah?
Ryan, just go on. Just
okay.
Start.
I just, for 5 seconds, Stalker Sarah, like back in like the One Direction, like Belieber type days, like she's like, I think she's like well off, and I think her parents just like, she can just like go to every concert. So she would go to like every concert, every meet and greet. So people started recognizing her. And so she just went by Stalker Sarah. And that was her whole shtick.
Mm-hmm.
She was like famous on the internet. Like everybody knew her, and it was like fine. But she was like, there are pictures of me and Hailey doing the thing that we do. and she's a fangirl. She's just a Baldwin, so she got to go everywhere and do everything.
Like, just going to all the meet and greets and the concerts.
She's a fangirl.
And she talked about how, like, they had websites, Discords, chat.
She would follow, like, and tweet Selena Gomez all the time. Yo, it's crazy. It's the craziest shit.
And that, I think, honestly, all that bullying aside, I think that the joke is that Hailey Bieber pretends to not know who Justin Bieber was before that marriage.
She pretends celebrities.
Does she acknowledge that and own it?
She lies. She lies and says that, oh, no, because there's clips of her being like, oh, before I wasn't really into, and then they panned to her front row of her crying and singing to his lyrics, and we're like, so then what was this?
There are literally videos of Justin like doing an interview, and you can see her in the background,
like out of a glass, like she was like there.
And I feel like you gotta own it.
Mm-hmm. What did I say? I said, how did she really think
no one was
that
gonna figure
no
it
one
out?
Was gonna know? You literally married Justin Bieber.
You are Hailey
Bieber.
And
you don't think that all these crazy Belieber people aren't going to be like
remembering you being the host of the PTA meeting? Like
I've seen her. I know you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And also, who knew her prior?
Right.
Not I.
Right. Dude.
Hate to say it.
I feel barely. Like you in those situations, you have to own it. Like recently, Taylor Lautner date, not to bring it back to Taylor Swift.
No, period. Let's send it.
Taylor Lautner and Taylor Swift dated.
Right.
Taylor Lautner is now married to someone else.
Right.
Right.
They have a podcast together, him and his wife. And she openly talks about how much like of a fan she is of Taylor Swift and like jokes like, oh, like you've got the connections. Like you're going to get us backstage because you and Taylor used to date. Like, ha ha ha. Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
But had she not done that and then it came out that she was like an absolute fangirl of his ex.
Yeah.
And then tried to hide it. People would be like,
yeah, that's weird.
That's a little weird.
My questions are like, what does Justin have to say? Did he know?
I don't know.
He's gone on Ellen and been like, yeah, it was an arranged marriage. Ha ha.
He did say that.
I said.
And then everybody started talking about the visas and how he's from Canada.
All this shit. It's crazy, and obviously none of us would know any of this if it wasn't for the internet. And I think that's why I'm like, Hailey, you're delusional if you really, really, truly thought that like you were not like no one was gonna know who you were.
And wasn't it really quick between like Justin and Selena were together for a really long
three
time?
Months.
And then and then it was three months.
It was 3 months.
2 months.
Till he got
2 months
together.
Till they got engaged.
Engaged?
Because they dated, but they like didn't they were like not They were like, oh, we're just friends. Like, we're just friends. Mm. We're just friends.
Do you think he still loves Selena?
Absolutely, I do.
Do you think they'll ever get back together?
No.
It's that ship has sailed.
Selena doesn't want that.
Yeah.
And after all this, it just can't be.
I don't know. Maybe like 30 years down the line.
Could you imagine, though?
That, right?
That would be the comeback.
No,
that would be kind of iconic.
I would feel so bad for Hailey. Like, I don't think she could eat, like, mentally.
Even when she's going through her right now, I'm like, I know that, like, all this stuff is probably true about all these things, right? But, like, that's still getting thrown in your face.
Yeah.
I hope she's off her phone. Like, I hope someone is like, just get off the app. Like, don't see this. Don't.
But also, she needs to play nice. Because she doesn't play nice.
Yeah. No.
She's a little mean on the internet. We're her little friends, the Jenners.
I did just feel really bad for Selena.
Oh, yeah.
Because she didn't ask for any of it. She's just getting body shamed out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Selena, why? Poor thing.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to live and they won't leave her alone.
But it's annoying because this is not like people, fans of hers, fans of Justin's. I don't know who Hailey fans are. I don't know if who those people are, but...
Listen, there are Hailey fans. She taught us how to do our hair and how to do our makeup.
The clean girl, whatever, mm-hmm. and the brown, whatever. All of that, like, the relationship that Justin and Selena had was from, like, literally years ago. Like, they're all, like, trying to, like, live in this fantasy. Like, they love each other and they were, like, 16. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Look, we're grown now. Basically been 15 years.
And you're married.
Yes.
So why, that would be like me or Steven, like bringing up one of each other's exes from our teenage years. Like, that'd just be weird. Why would you,
like,
why would
you see the interview, the Hailey Bieber interview when she went on Call Her Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Call Her Daddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched it.
I did too.
I don't think she did herself any favors. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was like, you just talked about Selena Gomez for like 30 minutes and couldn't even say her name, dude. I was like, I'm embarrassed for you.
I think the thing that's creepy for me from the PR perspective is she, because the internet has existed, they can go through and they pull all these clips and the sequence in which they were filmed and released. And you can see, allegedly, Hailey Bieber is almost copying interviews word for word.
Yeah.
From wow. Selena.
Yeah, it's not looking good. And the internet is everywhere. So if you think that there's a video of you out there not doing something, just assume it's caught. It just, yeah. just own up to everything, you guys. Because oh my God, don't lie, please. There's video. I know.
It's just got to be so embarrassing.
Yeah. Like, you can't retract. She can't retract the whole, like, I wasn't a fan thing. It's too late.
No,
it's too late.
There is literal proof. Proof.
Yeah. Sorry, girl.
Sorry, girl.
And all to say, being on the internet and relationships and relationships on the internet, sticky. And,
sticky,
and
yeah, they can be
watching
sticky,
them
yeah.
play out online.
And listen,
is so sad.
If you're a fangirl, own up to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. I'm never going to marry Justin Bieber. And honestly, not that whatever. But this whole shenanigans, they're going to dig up some tweets about when I was like, I love Justin Bieber. And I'm going to be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah. You would have to go in being like, Justin, I've been a fan. You would have to.
Simply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do that.
They pull up the footage of you, baby.
Literally. I'm like, I didn't even know who Justin Bieber was.
Justin? Is that like Justin Timberlake?
Like Justin Timberlake? I only listened to music from like the 90s and the 2000s. So like I didn't really know.
Stop,
I just
ladies.
Was, he really liked me because I was really down to earth.
Yeah.
Because like I just had no idea.
And I just like treated
was.
Him like a regular person. You know, he doesn't really get that. So
actually, I do have a funny story about Justin Bieber being
Please.
Treated like a regular person.
Please.
I have a friend who used to work at the Starbucks right off the Universal lot.
Okay.
Oh, yep. So all the time, celebrities would come in there, you know, big producers. And she said that it was constant, that like a PA would rush in and be like, I need 45 coffees, you know, and all stressed out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that
yeah.
was
yeah.
the vibe. So Justin walks in and he, you know, walks up to the front and he orders his drink. And, you know, they've been told by the staff, don't, you know, fangirl, don't, you know, you have to be very
right,
calm.
Right.
So she just goes, you know, okay, and what's the name for the coffee? And he goes, Justin. Like, irritated.
Duh.
Like, you idiot.
Duh.
And she was like, okay, do you want to spell it for me? Or like, I don't remember if it was that or if it was like, okay, and is that like, you know, she wanted to humble
yeah,
him
yeah,
and
yeah,
bring
yeah,
him
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she did.
Good
for her.
Period. They would have had to fire me because they're like, be chill. I'm like, no, I'm jumping over the counter. Be chill. I quit.
Justin! As hell.
Literally.
Well, what a fun freaking catch-up episode, you guys.
Good times, ladies.
Good times.
These are my favorite episodes, I can't lie.
Me too.
I love the
But she hates
ones.
Improv.
Oh, yeah, this whole episode was improv.
I was just going off of you guys.
Improvisation! You are so... We're cutting it here.
I know.
Well, thanks for watching. Comment, like, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.